Willkommen in Berlin Hauptbahnhof.
This is a Berlin story.
About a year after I moved to Berlin, I met the man who would become my husband. As part of his courtship, he invited me up to Brandenburg, where he had a little country house. And so I found myself one morning on a train to Angermünde, where he would meet me and drive me the rest of the way to Parstein, a town with some unusual inhabitants. Very quickly, we met Bauer Krause, one of the region's most successful farmers and therefore the town's unofficial mayor. On our first visit, I remember it was cold and it was his nap time, because he answered the door in long underwear. "Eine Amerikanerin," he crowed when I introduced myself, explaining that there had only ever been two other Americans in town, and the only German words they had known were Autobahn and Hitler. I was pretty sure that was the same number of words he knew in English. A great hulk of a man with thinning dark hair, uncanny light blue eyes, and the tip of one finger missing, Bauer Krause was to become our principal local meat purveyor and my husband's strongest ally in town. His wild boar sausage was the culinary equivalent of first one's free. He brought us upstairs to the kitchen and set down plates in front of us. Retrieving a bundle wrapped in linen, he lectured on the casing, the spices, and the amount of curing and aging that went into each one as he sliced off pieces of that vinegary, magenta-colored creation of his. In years to come, he would provide us with a wild boar, which, in a fit of absurdity undoubtedly brought on by our rural surroundings, we decided to roast on a spit as a showpiece and hors d'oeuvre for our wedding guests. We could also rely on him for half a liver from a stag he had shot. But I still have the most fun remembering the turkeys. The turkeys were the ugliest birds I had ever seen. So ugly, in fact, that I could only laugh when I heard how Bauer Krause's dog had somehow gotten into their pen and killed one of them by gnawing on its neck, while a second keeled over from a heart attack just by witnessing the horrible scene. Nevertheless, by Easter we'd gotten over the bird's appearance enough to order one. When Bauer Krause stormed into our kitchen to deliver it, the self-satisfied look on his face reminded me of a cat proudly dragging in a fresh carcass. We thanked him, paid him, and quickly realized we didn't own a pot or roasting tray big enough to accommodate the enormous bird. What's more, since it was deep frozen, we couldn't easily cut it in half. We eyed the door through which he had just made his gruff, stomping exit, not wanting to insult the man who had honored us with this unusual delivery, which we were sure would be delicious if we could only manage to cook it. Then we had it. In the barn behind our house lay a small electric saw which we used to cut wood for our four ovens. Not quite a chainsaw, but the closest thing to it in my city girl's eyes. Cradling the frozen bird, we brought it out and laid it, like an offering, on the tree stump normally reserved for axe chopping. Then, with two precise, noisy cuts, the bird was sliced into quarters, each of them the perfect size for one of our old cast-iron pots. We both decided not to tell Bauer Krause that his turkey had been the victim of a particular horror movie cliché. But it was a wonderful feast. This is Julia Pines for Berlin Stories. For more, go to berlinstories.org.
Berlin Stories on NPR FM Berlin 104.1.